Seminole Republican Representative Larry Ahern says his bill called the Florida Unborn Victims of Violence Act is about justice. He says too many times a woman and her unborn child are victims of violence, which end in death for the both of them. But the perpetrator is only convicted of killing the mother.
And that happened right here in Tallahassee. Laquita Herring was 21 weeks pregnant, and her unborn child and her brother were killed in 2011. The father received a life sentence for a double murder, but not the unborn child. It didn't count.
So he says his bill seeks to give prosecutors discretion to determine when it's applicable to charge someone who caused the death or injury of an unborn child at any stage of development. Currently, it's only a crime to cause the death or injury of what's called an unborn quick child or a viable fetus outside the womb. Ahern's bill would now expand that definition to include all pregnancies. And Ahern says he filed the bill in part because of cases like Remy Lee.
In Tampa, with Miss Remy Lee, who was just over 6 weeks pregnant, her boyfriend gave her a pill to terminate pregnancy that was disguised as an antibiotic.
Her former boyfriend, John Weldon, pleaded guilty after admitting to giving her a drug called Cytotec, used to induce labor abortion, which later caused Lee to miscarry. And speaking before members of the House Judiciary Committee, Lee says today she's still devastated by the loss.
I'm very thankful to be here, not only in the committee meeting, but to be alive, because a lot of women that could be affected by this don't get to live to speak and share their stories. So I'm very blessed that I'm still here, but a big part of me is missing. I really miss my baby every day.
She says it's been very hard on her, and every day presents a new challenge as she always thinks about what life would be like as a present mother.
I just wanted to be home with the baby, changing diapers and, you know, having drool and spit up all over me. And, you know, no parent should ever have to endure burying a child. And this is where I'm at. And instead of buying a crib, I need to buy a coffin and a burial plot. And this is not the way I wanted it to go. I wanted us to only be separated in death, but in my death, you know, he should be the one burying me.
Lee says that's why she wants to see this bill passed out of both chambers and signed into law.
You know, as our technology progresses and, you know, we're able to detect pregnancy so much sooner, I feel like our laws need to, you know, adhere to that, and they need to change as well. And as much as I hope that this law passes, I hope even more that we never have to use it again, that people stop doing these things. I don't want any Floridians to suffer, men or women, as a result of this.
The House Judiciary Committee agreed to pass the bill 13-3 with Democrats voting against the proposal. Members didn't have a lengthy discussion on the bill in this committee, but in previous committees, the abortion issue did come up. Opponents argued the measure is now saying that at the point of conception, personhood exists. But the bill Senate sponsor Lakeland Senator Kelly Stargell says the bill in no way has any bearing on that.
With the courage of Remy coming forward, letting people know these are the type of victims we're talking about. You know, this is not an abortion debate. This is a debate about a baby that was in her womb that was taken from her. And I think it's just as devastating in utero as if it had been, you know, murdered out of the crib.
The bill also includes an exemption for a woman who gets an abortion and the doctor who performs it. The Senate measure has one more stop to go before it heads for a floor vote. Meanwhile, 38 states have similar laws on the books. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.